Welcome back, boys and girls, to the dopest podcast in the land. My name is Operator 16, aka OT7, you dig, aka the most controversial man into K-pop on the internet. And welcome back to Awkward Kids, the podcast, season 2, week 2, 2022. There's a whole lot of twos in this bitch today. Seriously, though, I hope you're having a good week. Hope you're doing all right. It's a crazy time in America. It's a crazy time in the world. And I feel like we all just need to be thankful for each other. But please remember to show love, show somebody respect, show someone that you actually care, show someone that you're going to be there, and make sure to spread some love in this crazy ass world. I'll let you guys know what's going on in my life outside of the music and the podcast stuff, because I am still a normal person who has a lot of stuff to actually deal with. And I quit my job around a couple weeks ago. And the idea behind quitting my job was not to just not work. It was simply because of the fact that I don't feel like these jobs in 2022 actually care about what is mental health and what is the draining part of these jobs. And let me be honest, I understood this was a nursing home job going into it. I fully understood what the job qualifications were. I fully understood what I was getting myself into. The reason why I'm saying that is because despite knowing the challenges of the job, whether it be nursing home work or retail or anything in this world right now, it seems to be that they want you to suffer mentally for a paycheck, or suffer physically for a paycheck. And I don't believe that you should have to do that. I don't believe that you should have to suffer to make a living. That idea just does not compute to me. And if you know, I live in Nebraska. I'll just say that. I won't say where. I live in Nebraska. And these people here are some of the most backwards, narrow-minded people who literally up until like 2 or 3 years ago didn't even have laws to like stop discrimination upon race, sex, or like creed. Like, that just started happening here, where you can't discriminate on someone based off of their race, their sex, or their creed. So the fact that someone can do that to you in 2022 is crazy. It's crazy that in 2022 someone can sit here and literally say, oh, I don't want to hire you because you're a black bisexual person, or you're a white lesbian, or anything like that, and look you in the eye and say that, and someone be like, okay, that's cool, thank you. Like, and that's literally where this state is and its mindset, and it's working. So that's why I said, like, my long-term goal is to get out of this state and out of this place, and really understand that I need to be somewhere that cultures to what I'm into in the podcast game and in the music game. I need to put myself in a place that's going to allow me long fruition in my mental health and my personal relationship, and everything that I'm doing in my life right now. Because for the first time in a long time, I really do feel like I'm mentally healthy, and I feel like I'm getting back to like not teenage Chase, because I don't want to go backwards in terms of like growth and evolution in my life. But I also understand that my teenage years were probably the last time I didn't feel like severely depressed all the time. And so that's why I say, like, I feel like I'm getting back to somewhat of that kind of a mindset of someone who is okay in that realm. And so I want you all to understand that I'm a work in progress. This podcast is a work in progress. My TikTok page is a work in progress. Everything around here is a work in progress, just like the rest of you are. If you're doing it right in your life, you should be a work in progress. You should be someone who is always growing and trying to do more and trying to do above and beyond in your life. And so I say all that to say, don't settle for less. I know it's really hard sometimes making tough decisions for your betterment. Like right now, I haven't worked in almost 3 weeks. I'm going crazy, but I made a decision for the betterment of my family, of me, of my girlfriend, of our life and family that we are building. And that is what's beautiful about that decision. So that is your deepness of the week. Please make sure to take care of yourself, mental health, love yourself. We're going to do our breathing for a second. That's right, boys and girls. I'm bringing back deep breathing. If you were here last season, you understand I used to start off the podcast with a couple deep breaths to slow us down, get us in the mood. So let's go. Let's breathe in real quick. 1, 2, 3. Let's take one more breath. All right. Let's talk about some K-pop. BTS is back. And y'all know that BTS was the group that got me into K-pop. Or if you don't know, BTS was the group that got me into K-pop. And the reason why I love them so much is because in this era of music that really does take a liking to toxic people, and that really does champion toxic people and toxic things and toxic music, like even some of my own music, I and I'll admit, has been championed because it was somewhat toxic in the past, I'm really learning that there's a real power in being able to put out positive messages and joyful things and connect with people through the betterment of their lives, not just when they're on a downward spiral and need something to believe in. So I say all that to say that I am very, very happy to see my boys back. Very, very happy for the album. I hope you all liked it, because I did. It was great. Absolutely great. Loved it. Not sure why there was so much people who had so much to say about it. Even though I loved it, honestly, I have noticed that as an entire album, it does not seem to be as universally loved by this fandom as other albums have. And I don't know what to say about that. I don't know if that's because it's an Anthropology album. And if you don't know that, an Anthropology album is pretty much a compilation album that more or less goes in chronological order from the start of your career until public day. And when I saw that's what the actual album was, I knew there was going to be some up and down to it. I knew that there was going to be a lot of people who weren't happy with it necessarily. Because as an OG Army member, I consider myself an OG Army member. I've been here almost 5 years. So as someone who's been here for a while, I do understand that there is a power when you get a brand new album or you get, you know, that brand new full length album when it's like 15 tracks of brand new music and it's all slapping and it's all brand new. I get that. As someone who makes music, loves music, is in and around music every single day of their life, I totally get that point. My one thing to those people is, though, is that you have to be aware of where we are in this world and where we are in music right now. There's a lot of people who have been making music for 2 or 3 years who weren't able to go outside. And when you're signed to these labels and these companies, guys, that is a part of it. If we can't put you outside and promote it and do shows and do this, a lot of these labels are not willing to actually put out your music because they don't think that just putting on the internet is enough to actually do anything. And so I say all that to really actually say that I feel like BTS and some of these records on this album were clearly things that they had for a while. I don't think Yet to Come is a brand new record. I think Yet to Come was a Lucy that they were recording over the pandemic that just so happened to go on this album. By the way, I record in my bedroom, and that's my cat, you here, because she's loud, so we're going to thug it out. Run BTS, like Run BTS, that is also seems like a strong B-side that they just kind of finally put out. None of these records seem new to me. With that being said, I think this is BTS's best put together album. When I'm talking about from track one to the last track on the album, how it sonically sounds, as far as being ear pleasing and being what I want to listen to, this is probably my favorite BTS album overall. Are there albums where you could probably pick out, I listen to like more tracks on that album? Probably. Like I probably listen to more tracks on Love Yourself Her or on Love Yourself Tear. I'll give you that. But as far as it being actual songs that I that I can actually listen to without having to like skip, because I told y'all I don't love every single BTS song. As much as I cape for BTS, love BTS, put on my hat, love those boys, y'all already know I'm not the person to sit here and tell you I love everything that they do. And that's what this point of this podcast is. It's to break that stupid fucking enigma in K-pop that all of us like everything and that we have no nuance and can't tell our favorite artist that this song is fucking trash. No, I can tell my favorite artist that this song is trash. I can tell myself a song is trash. So that's why I'm here. And what I mean by that, once again, is that there needs to be more honesty in this fandom about the music. Because the day the album drops, you know, it's Thursday night, 11 o'clock. I live in the Midwest. So Thursday night at 11 o'clock is when albums drop here, right? So Thursday night, Midwest, I'm sitting here fucking, you know, going crazy. Got my girlfriend coming home. Like, I'm finna just fucking go insane. It's fucking BTS night. I'm hyped, right? And same as everybody else is, like, y'all are hype, y'all are awesome, we're all ready for it, and this is what I love about being in the music and having y'all around, right? But then I know something, the music video for, like, Yet to Come drops, and it's very much old school BTS, like, motivational, we want you to do your best, and it's very much like 90s boy band, you know, desert, you know, sand in the hand, why don't you love me kind of a vibe. And personally, as someone who grew up in the 90s listening to boy bands, I fucking love it, I thought it was great. You people who were fake about your love about it, I fucking can't stand y'all. And let me once again explain why. Because there's some people who said, oh, it's great, I love it, da 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 da. But then, like, when you heard Run BTS, you know, because you saw the music video and then the album comes out and it's 30 songs, but you've already heard most of these. So outside of, like, you know, the few that you haven't heard, and we'll get into one of the big ones here in a minute, it was interesting to see the shift people had when they heard Run BTS and how much they were upset that wasn't like the single and pressuring Big Hit to put out a music video for it. And it's just crazy how much you people are fake and think that you have to love everything and think that you can't just say, hey, I didn't like that shit, or it was okay, but this is better. Because I agree that while Yet to Come is a decent BTS track, and while it's a decent song, I have told y'all, I flat out think that Run BTS is a much, much better song. I have flat out told y'all, I believe Run BTS is a top 10 BTS song of all time. Like, period. It is a great song. It tells me somebody somewhere was finally listening to some of us when we said, hey, we love all of this, like, you know, motivational work on ourselves, let's become better people. Sure, all that shit's great, right? But can I shake my ass? Can I turn out for a minute? Can I fucking drink? I'm still young, bro. Like, we're working on ourselves, yeah, we're these better people, all that shit, yay, fuck that. Sometimes you want to turn up. Sometimes you want to just get into the shit. Sometimes you just really want to have a good time. And I felt like BTS was missing some of those moments in their category, or excuse me, I'm in their catalog, outside of like Dino Weiss's and records that are similar to that. They didn't have records that you can just play in a club and just like slap to. So to see them finally have one of those records, or finally have one of those moments where like that song pops off for them, it was disheartening to see you people, like, one, discredit Yet to Come instead of letting it be and just say it's not for me, and two, the amount of you who have been like gatekeepers in this. None of you are paid to be a K-pop stan. None of you are paid to like BTS. Yet the way some of you have been rude to like newer people in the fandom and newer people who have been trying to get into BTS and don't know fully how to stream and don't do this fully, the way some of y'all have thumbed your nose at them like it's their fucking fault is bullshit. And that's the main reason why I don't care to have any more followers on TikTok. I have 80,000. I'm more than good. I don't care if any of y'all don't like me anymore. Because it's this weird thing in K-pop where you all have bought into this aspect that we're supposed to love everyone. And we're supposed to think everything is great and happy and never say anything bad about anything. And that's the dumbest fucking thing. and it's not real, and it's not true, and it's stupid, and it's that online fucking culture that you people want to grow a facade about K-pop, that we're some big fucking family. No, we're not. I got my niggas over here that I'm fucking cool with. I got my other people over here I'm chill with. But outside of them, I don't fuck with people over here, bro. Same way as it was back in high school. I don't fuck with too many people. I don't fuck with too many people. I'm in this fucking world. I'm a fucking loner for a reason, because y'all move goofy. Y'all want everyone in this fucking life to give you shit, and you want everyone in this life to respect you, but you can't even respect your fellow people listening to fucking music and just let them figure out how to be a BTS stan by themselves without policing every goddamn fucking thing. Like, this comeback, while the music was great, I was happy to see Born Singer. Y'all know Born Singer was a song that made me decide to be a BTS stan, because if you can respect J. Cole and do that feature justice, it lets me know someone somewhere is listening to the heart of hip-hop. So I'm okay with that. My issue still remains. My issue still remains in the end that you peoples literally just don't know how to turn on music and relax, because even everything around this comeback and everything around it was fucking irritating. Irritating, bro. Like, once again, since every single week we're going to come on here and talk about a story of something that I said or made a video about J-Hope that all you motherfuckers had an issue with. Once again, going to M-Bank, or I think it was Music Bank, the other day, J-Hope had on like a bonnet or oversized beret or something like that. I don't know. It was whatever, right? The amount of people who could not take the joke from a black man about a bonnet and felt the need to, one, try to school me about it, like I don't fucking know, and then argue in my comments was the stupidest thing. Like, that's what I'm talking about. You all feel the need to, like, defend certain parts of this shit, like how to be a proper fan in a comeback, or someone wearing a bonnet or not as an Asian man, like, why do you care? But then, like, the blatant racism around here sometimes, or the blatant, like, fucked up shit, y'all will turn a fucking blind eye to. Okay, all right. That's cool. Like, I don't get that, man. I will never get that part of this. I won't act like I understand that part of it. And that's where I am with this comeback. While I love the music, love hearing Born Singer, one of my favorite BTS tracks, I love hearing it remastered. I love, you know, the open communication now between Dreamville and, like, BTS's team to see my hip-hop and my K-pop worlds starting to meet each other more and more as they have over the last few years. That is a great thing. Happy about that. Outside of the physical music, all you fans have taken away the joy of comeback season. Outside of my immediate circle of friends that I just fuck with to the fucking core. Y'all have seriously just made it to where I don't even want to talk about K-pop sometimes, because everything is an argument. And even when we're in the middle of an album season and we're in the middle of a comeback, and it should just be happy moments, you people still cannot just be happy. You people still cannot just be okay. You have to make everyone feel like shit if they're not the perfect fucking person. Just like the world does. Just like school did. You're stuck in the same fucking mindset. Wake up! Wake up, people. Wake up. Jesus. Amazing album. Amazing comeback. But I'm very disappointed in how my fellow stans treated people, how you're treating streaming, and how you're acting like you owe these people anything, or like people around you owe them anything, simply because we all said we love them more than the average artist. Oh, okay. All right. And let me say this. This album is not Grammy eligible. It wasn't before, and it wasn't now. Well, what do you mean, Chase? Segway! The Grammys. The Grammys have changed, you know, policies and added categories. And, I mean, amongst, like, all the 12 new categories, there's, like, Best Songwriter, which is cool because I'm a songwriter And that's why I really want to be in this industry. If an artistry point that doesn't work out, I would love to write songs for other people. I feel like I could really do that very, very well. So they're the Songwriter of the Year award now. But the main thing I was talking about is that albums now have to be 75% new music as opposed to 50% before. And that affects groups like BTS because why you people don't want to admit it, BTS is known for packaging up 2 or 3 albums worth of music and putting it in one project, adding a couple new songs and kind of giving it to y'all. I'm not mad because it's a great business model, and there's a plenty of reasons why they tell you to do that. I mean, today's world, which we're not going to get into because I don't feel like talking about it. But they've known for doing that. Map of the Soul 7 was a combination of new songs. Map of the Soul 7 was a combination of new songs and old songs, and even like the Love Yourself series, same thing. It's a combination of new shit, old shit. Like BTS is very well known for doing this. So what I'm saying is that before, some of those albums still kind of met the criteria because they were half and half. But now it is the groups like BTS and it is these other big artists who know that putting the streaming songs from 2 and 3 years ago, you know, because those sales and those streams add to the new project, it is those people who they're talking to. And I do get it. Because even though I love BTS, I think about it bigger than that, right? If I'm an artist putting out 15 brand new songs, like and this album went 3 or 4 times platinum. If I lose best album of the year to a motherfucker who just put out 11 songs and 7 and 5 of them are shit that's been out for 4 years, you would be irritated too. Like, why is that considered album of the year when half of it isn't from that year? This is also the Alyssa Cara effect. Or excuse me, Alyssa Cara. When she won Best New Artist for a bunch of music and a bunch of shit that had been out for fucking years. Like, they've done a lot recently to kind of quietly fuck around and fix their fucking stupid ass image. And I get all that. But the Grammys are still fucked up. It's still fuck the Grammys. And I really do hope that BTS does give us another actual Grammy-eligible album before they leave for military at the end of this year, as we all assume that they're going to, because I just don't want to deal with the bullshit. I'd much rather see them get Grammy-nominated and we just kind of deal with the Grammys than them not put out anything Grammy-nominated and y'all just make the fucking most of it as y'all do, which is irritating. I don't understand why at this point we seek validation from people like that when BTS is doing more streams and its sales and concert money revenue than 97% of people in this industry. But yet we care about some little gold award on the shelf because we're taught that that's what we should be striving for in this industry is awards and recognition. It's a whole bunch of bullshit, man. I'm telling you, bullshit. I truly and do honestly just want people to understand that you don't have to be like a fucked up person to be a K-pop stan. You don't have to be into this cancel culture that seems to be running K-pop. Like, even with your fellow stans, like who aren't creators or the artists. Because let's be clear, right? In K-pop, there goes the artist or the labels and the artists. Then you have like the blog sites, and then you have the influencers, and then the fans. So outside of the big blogs and the labels, me and my fellow influencers are what drive this industry. A lot of people get their K-pop news from us. A lot of people find out what's going on in this fandom and in BTS from us. Like, if I'm doing 20 million views a year on TikTok, which I do, you cannot tell me that I don't play a part in your fandom getting to where it is. You can look my name up on multiple BTS audios on TikTok before my page got banned and videos got taken down. And unfortunately, some of those same videos aren't back up high on those audios yet. You can look and see I have a lot of videos and I'm in the top 1 or 2% of a lot of BTS audios. And so it's crazy to, you know, see you guys disrespect the other common stands. Don't like me, don't like my other fellow creators, whatever. That's cool. I do understand that none of y'all know us. You see us on the internet, so you feel like you actually do, but you actually don't talk to us, so you actually don't know us from a can of paint. I don't think it's fair for us to get that kind of hate, but I understand it. It's another thing to when y'all are just throwing shade at normal K-pop fans who have been there for less than a year because they're not fully streaming a music video. Get over your fucking self. Let's talk about that shit. The high debate about why people aren't streaming the yet-to-come music video. And this is going to be our last topic because this is totally off-topic. And I didn't plan to talk about this, but I'm on a roll and I'm flex stopping. By the way, On a Roll remastered just hit 50,000 streams. Make sure you go check out Operate 16 on all music platforms and on YouTube. Okay. Fuck, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. The yet-to-come music video debate shit, right? What is with you people and being so upset that people aren't streaming the music video 25,000 times? If you do not listen to BTS as much as some of my other audience members do, maybe you don't know that BTS breaks the record for like the most YouTube views in 24 hours, like every single year. Like we fucking do this shit. And so it's crazy because this year we didn't get anywhere close. Like we got nowhere close to what our record was. And a lot of people were upset about that. And that's where like the streaming debate came in. And honestly, I'm not even going to tell you people what we did. We still did about 60 million. Do you know how many artists do not do 60 million views in 24 hours on YouTube ever? Like, ever? And the fact that we're sitting there upset because we didn't do 100 million plus? Like, at some point, y'all gotta check your fucking egos, people. And check your fucking attitudes. And what do you expect? Like I said, realistic expectations. BTS cannot go number one every single comeback. BTS is not going to break every single world record every single time they come back. And this project is different because Run BTS is clearly being more loved than Yet to Come. Yet to Come did well on TikTok its first day. Run BTS had 30,000 TikTok videos the first day. Clearly, it's the fan favorite. And I'm going to leave you right there. My name is OT7, you dig. My name is Operator 16. You listen to me on all music platforms at Operator 16. On all music platforms, follow me on Instagram, Official Operator 16. Once again, follow me on Instagram, Official Operator 16. You can follow me on Twitter at Operator 16 double underscore. Once again, on Twitter, that's Operator 16 double underscore. And you can follow me on Twitter. See, that was Twitter. And you can follow me on TikTok at OT7, you dig. Love yourself. Be good to yourself, guys. We'll be back next week. All right, peace.